News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The survey from the Irish Business Against Litter Group shows that the deposit return scheme is contributing to lower litter levels nationwide. Conor Horgan, spokesperson for IBAL, joins us now. Conor, just tell us what you found.
Well, we found that litter levels generally have improved across the country and that the deposit return scheme seems to be having an immediate impact. For example, we've seen a 30% drop in the prevalence of can-related litter. We've seen a smaller drop in the amount of plastic bottles on our streets, but still a significant drop. So, you know, it's early days. There's still probably legacy items in the system that aren't returnable. But, you know, our hopes, Shane, are that ultimately this form of litter will disappear entirely because of the system. And the data this morning suggests we're on the right track.
So I'm going to call it out as I think it is. The carping about the return scheme, has it proven to be wrong? Has it proved to be groundless, do you think?
Well, I mean, it's anecdotal, maybe. I mean, we base it on data. That's the beauty of our research here, I think. And, you know, we survey over 500 sites across the country. That's telling us that there was less sites with can litter and with plastic bottle litter than previously. About 20% in the case of plastic bottles, 30% in the case of cans. So that's a significant change. So I think the data is robust. And as I say, it's early days. This scheme holds a lot of promise in terms of our environment.
The deposit return scheme aside, how is the litter picture looking nationwide?
It's pretty good. It's fair to say that our clean towns are getting cleaner. And an example would be Naas, which was our cleanest town this time round. Like, it was a blemish-free scorecard. We didn't see that 10 years ago. So at the upper echelons of our table, the clean towns are really almost free of litter, which is tremendous. Good news at the bottom. Last time out, it was the first time in over 20 years that no town was deemed a litter black spot or seriously littered. Thankfully, that's the case also this time round. The progress is unspectacular. We still have, like, Ballyban in Galway is littered. Dublin's north inner city is littered. Ballymun is littered. Cork Northside is littered. But the progress is there. And look, we hope it continues.
One of the things I noticed, I knew I was going to be talking to you this morning. I kept a particular beady eye on my way in, and now I live in the north inner city. I have to say, I thought the littering in the north inner city on the way in was horrific. And one of the things I noticed, bags, plastic bags broken up by seagulls. There was litter strewn over some of the streets.
Well, look, I think, you know, you bring a good point. Like, I mean, if we're looking to make step change in our city, we see a measure like the deposit return scheme. That's going to bring about a step change. We need other measures to tackle specific litter problems. One of them is the prevalence of bags. We know the situation. Bin collection can't always take place in the city centre because of the narrowness of the streets. But I think there's a solution there with different bins. The council have been looking at it for a long time.
A long time. Is it taken too long?
We haven't seen progress. We've spoken about this years ago. And, you know, there was an exemption given to Dublin at an EU level because of the nature of its streets. But lots of the streets could accommodate bins. But there doesn't seem to be a political will to enforce this.
Okay. Overall, progress made, do you think?
I think there is progress. Unfortunately, Dublin City Centre is a bit of a blot on the landscape. This is the fourth study in a row where we haven't seen any improvement in Dublin City Centre. It was cleaner 10 years ago than it is today. But unfortunately, it's an outlier.
We will leave it there. Conor Horgan, spokesperson for IBAL, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.